Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm Cade Sprecher. Joining us today are Teresa Powell and Carol Brewer with the People Active for Library Service Group with the Stewart Library to talk about the Stewart Library book sale going on tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday.
Just tell us a little bit about the book sale, the kinds of things that are offered, and the kinds of materials people can peruse when they come out to the library.
Well, we have so many books, and we hope that we have a large audience coming to see what we have and take a lot of the books home. We have a variety. We have the popular authors for fiction and not-so-popular authors, but some that maybe are the community's favorites. We have softcover. We have in both hardcover and softcover for the fiction. We have nonfiction. We have Christian fiction. We have a lot of books that I think that anyone that's really interested in that type of literature will be able to find whatever they need. We hope they take home a lot of books with them. And then we have large print. Then we have, as far as for adults, we've got the different sections that we've been working on. We have history, money management, self-help, cookbooks, travel books, crafts. We have a big box for fishing. And then we also have teen books. We have young readers books. And then we have a lot of children's books. And very reasonable. We can probably get into that in whatever you need, we have.
As much volume, as many things as you described, a lot of different books. I think there's a lot of folks out there that are excited to be able to cart home a few boxes, and they can do that fairly affordably.
We have books for adults and children and teens. Hardcover books are $2. Softcover books are $1. And the bargain of the day will be paperbacks at 25 cents. We have many, many paperbacks. Want to see those go out the door. And if you commute to work, have any interest in audiobooks, we have several audiobooks. They'll be priced at $5. I understand audiobooks are very expensive. I didn't realize that. We have a nice selection of audiobooks. We also have media. We have DVD movies, and we have music. We have several CDs, or the media will be at $1 a piece. And then as you go into the children's section, you'll find children's books, hardcover, softcover. They'll be $1 or 50 cents. Or if you'd like to purchase a bag when you come in for $5, you can just fill that bag up, and that's for children. And so those are our prices.
So that does allow people to really take advantage of this sale. And it seems like you guys do really need the help. We have a lot of books. And it's kind of interesting how we actually got this all organized. So many people involved, including some high school students. Is that right?
Yes. We want to give a great big thank you to the West Central Valley track team, the girls and the boys. I hope they don't mind me saying that. The young girls and the young boys. And also Cherry Findlay, who is a member of our PALS group, did the organizing. And she met with the coaches, see if I got their names correct, Tony Hooper, Dave Hammond, and Alexa Groff. And after their practice yesterday, it would have been Monday, they came to the library. And Cherry Findlay knew that they'd be hungry, so she had pizza for them so they could eat something before they had to expend all their energy, extra energy, I should say. They did a fireman's carry up the stairs from the basement. And then we had them directed to different areas in the library where the different categories was. And that only took them about 35 minutes for probably over 200 boxes of books, which is a lot. We're still working through that, by the way, but we really want to thank them a lot. A great big thank you I want to say to Teresa, who's sitting here with me, Teresa Powell, for her great job in getting out the information in the newspapers, Poor County Bulletin, and the flyers and everything else that she's done. She's done just a really great job in putting that all together. And so then the rest of us just or been able to come in and kind of help get that organized ahead of time. So, and of course, we want to thank Lisa Sherman, who's our library director, too, in helping. We really do hope that everyone will stop by, even if they pick up just one or two books, because the information, the sales go directly. We're taking selling of books to buying books to bring more into our library. If you want me to, I can kind of go over again regarding the days that that we'll have the sale. So Thursday is our big sale from 1 to 7. Friday is 1 to 5, and then Saturday 9 to noon. You probably, you'll see some of the flyers that has that information.
So again, just to emphasize here, that's Thursday, tomorrow from 1 to 7 p.m., Friday from 1 to 5, April 7th, and on Saturday you'll be doing it from 9 to noon. We really want to emphasize that primarily because this sale means a lot for the library. I've heard in conversations with a librarian, Lisa Sherman, and other members of the Pounds Group, including you, Carol, that this means a lot because it allows you to kind of clear out some space and also raise money that you wouldn't otherwise have for books.
That's correct, because the library budget does not cover buying new books, and it's been that way probably for the last three or several years. And so the Stewart Library Foundation is the ones that have paid for the books. So this is real important that we can have that money to replenish our supply for our community.
And I mean, this really just kind of lets the library serve the community better, isn't that right?
Yes. Our mission is to help the library to live their mission. To be a resource for the community and also for recreation and reading.
And that's today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Thanks again to Teresa Powell and Carol Brewer for joining us. We'll have more local news and information coming up next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.